Let me ask you a question. Have you ever been sent a simple text message that says, girls, drinks, dinner, theatre? And then felt your insides twist and worry even before you hit the RSVP button? Change who you are, honey. And it should be. The world should be ours. But we are gonna have that girl talk. That girl talk about intimate experiences behind what looks like a normal social life situation. How weak bladder, internal health issues, shift in breath, posture, attention, anxiety, all transform the ordinary into something tense. And remember, is it just a text message? I'm Jenny Russell. Welcome to Her Health and Happiness right here on UK Health Radio, your only real feel-good radio station. Available on Alexa, available on podcast, whichever way you get literally every area of health, we are here to share it with you. How you doing? Now, I apologise that I never had a show last week and I repeated, but I was in Portugal, and trust me, when I packed my case, there was no space. There was no space for my laptop and my headphones and my microphone. It was mad. I don't know what I packed, but anyway. Ever heart to heart. We are going to have a heart to heart. We are. And I've got a nice glass of red here. So I sit here with my mum and we're just gonna have a conversation. We really are. So Her Health and Happiness is a show dedicated to all aspects of female intimate health and the whole person. And I'm just gonna share what I experienced in Portugal, what I experienced last weekend when I spoke at the Hidden Science Academy's Black Women's Health Expo in Goldsmiths College to an audience of 400 plus. That was phenomenal. And just give you some practical tools and current news in female intimate health so that we can have a great time. And of course, the ideas behind Unfiltered, which is coming up on my birthday next month, and the 60-day journey, She Comes First, so that you can really end the year strong. That starts on Monday, the 20th of October. But I want to start with, first of all, saying welcome, welcome, welcome. And remembering, I do hope, like me, that you to remember that you are blessed and highly favored, a magnet for miracles, the solution to someone's problem, and the answer is prayer. Now, I was really blessed and fortunate to be invited. I have waited a long time to be invited into the Hidden Science Academy space. And so I was nervous. I must have reworded and rewrote the introduction about 5 times. But couple that with going to Portugal to celebrate my best friend's husband's 60th birthday. And there was 50 in his group of people, but 700 altogether. So there was something to do morning, noon, and night. Those noises in the background of my lovely mama. Morning, noon, and night. But I'm that person that gets up and wants to enjoy the whole experience from sunrise to sunset. So there were parties that started at 1 o'clock in the morning and finished at 6 o'clock in the morning. There were parties that went on during the day. There was all sorts of things going on. But I wanted to make sure that I saw the sunrise. I needed to see the sunrise because that was very, very important for me. And I loved it. Now, one of the things that I've always wanted to do, and I shared it at the Hidden Science Academy, and there were men in the audience, even including my new business partners, is perineum sun gazing. I have wanted to do that so much. So the hotel we were in Albufeira was really, really beautiful. And we had this lovely roof terrace type bar and infinity pool and sun loungers. And so there's the infinity pool. And in front of the infinity pool, I just like, it's like a mini woodland, just the tops of trees and like a little mini foresty type thing. And then beyond that was the sea. So to watch the sunrise there, because the sun rises there, was absolutely phenomenal. I will post some of those pictures on my Instagram page, at Pelvic Secrets, and even on LinkedIn. They were phenomenal. So watching the sunrise from the roof and watching the sunrise from the sea to from the beach, two different experiences, were absolutely phenomenal. But on the roof, there was no one else there. So I go up there with my Swiss ball, my foam roller, because I take my Swiss ball all over the world. It goes with me everywhere. And I didn't have a mat, so I just used a towel. And it was phenomenal. You just watch the sun rising off the seabed and coming up. And then once it gets to a set height, about 15-20 minutes in, you can feel that heat. So whilst it's rising, I have my JBL speaker. I've got my phone. I'm doing my Bible reading, sending out my prayers, doing my praise and worship, gazing into the sun as it's rising for my eyes. But the one that I've wanted to do, that I've been wanting to do after I saw and learned about it from Troy Casey a good few years ago, was the perineum sun gazing. And there are some benefits. And whilst they're anecdotal and people don't believe in them, I very much do, right? And it is called perineum sunning. And it's a great wellness trend. And it is based on the idea that exposing the perineal area, so that's the space between the genitals and the anus, to direct sunlight boosts energy, mood, and hormone balance. I can tell you it does. It really does. And when you've done that and you stand up and you walk around, oh my God, do you feel energized? Do you feel grounded? Do you feel uplifted? It was like you are alive. And if you're a woman like myself in your sassy, sexy 60s and you've been single for a while and, you know, that area is kind of, inverted commas, redundant. It's a really great way to actually heighten pelvic awareness and actually really kind of energize the whole body. It just encourages connection, breath, and relaxation of the pelvic floor, which can ease tension. It's just amazing. And when you get up and you start walking, it's fantastic. You only need to do about 5 minutes. But on about the third day, I did about 9 minutes, 10 minutes. And when I stood up, oh my God, I was walking sideways. I nearly fell into the pool. So it tells you that's how powerful it is. But it was absolutely amazing. So I just thought I'd share that. People listen to the radio again. At the Hidden Science, I mentioned it. It was so funny. These ladies lean forward like, what did she say? Did I hear you right? Like, yes, you did. So that was just really, it was very, very powerful. It was a great start. Anyway, what was interesting is I really had a bit of imposter syndrome. I thought to myself, people had some amazing slides. They shared some great stuff. And so when it was my turn to speak as the fourth speaker, I was a bit apprehensive about my delivery. But I started with spoken word and I used the spoken word, the empowered black woman. So pound for pound, let it go, put it down. You know that load is heavy. Emotional trauma weighing down the heart, the head, the body. It really is like weight loss when it's gone. That feeling of, wow, I did it. You look good. It feels good. Even if you cannot see it, but I can. No longer do the shoulders round forward like a boxer ready to step into the ring. They're back and down, trunk elongated, head held high. Not in arrogance, but in confidence. Your strut, your stride, now a glide, light, airy. You're finally free to forgive. Finally free to let go. Finally free to move forward. Finally free to let the world know the real, true, authentic you. Feminine essence rising, the light that lights the city. No longer hiding, no longer hidden, no longer fighting for your rightful place. The queen within you, ready to rise. Your health takes its rightful, primary place. The statistics they quote for illness, no longer will you be counted as one. It's your time now to reclaim your power, your time to reclaim your life, your fun. Together we move in unity, a collective women of worth, because one by one we've discovered our she, self, hormones, emotions, and know that she comes first. That's how I started my talk. And then I went into looking at different aspects of sharing my pelvic secrets and how those secrets are integral to every choice and every decision that you make. And a lot of these secrets are often invisible. They're rarely discussed because it's the internal world of pelvic health. And we don't recognize the importance of how powerful these are. But put it this way, when did your body begin to betray what your mind was trying to do? That's a powerful question. When did your body begin to betray what your mind was trying to do? Because I want you to hold this in the back of your mind, right? So I mentioned, I started the show and said, I want you to imagine this, as you can listen to this and imagine this, if you close your eyes, imagine this. You receive a text from your friend and it just seems like it's very innocuous, right? It's just like, we're going out tomorrow, got tickets for the theatre, Royal Albert Hall, let's meet for drinks first, then let's go for something to eat and then let's go to the performance. But you know you have a pelvic secret that is around bladder weakness. You may be suffering from stress incontinence, that inability to hold a little bit of bladder strength when you sneeze, laugh, or cough. Or you may have the urge incontinence where you have this sudden urge and urgency to go, and if you don't get to the toilet, you're going to lose the whole contents of your bladder. So all of a sudden, whilst everybody's thinking maybe they're on a promise, they might be single, they might meet somebody, your first thought is, what am I going to wear? Now at the event on Saturday, if you go onto Pelvic Secrets on Instagram and on LinkedIn, you'll see the outfit that I wore. Very bright, my friend made it, Jean made it to Jean in the UK. And beautiful red dress, little flippy number. Reds, greens, yellows, whites, it was very powerful. But my first thought was, I asked the audience, so I asked five people to come down to help me illustrate this scenario that I'm about to share with you. And I was so blessed because 11 women came onto the stage. And so I asked them, would I consider wearing something like this? Or would I want to think of something dark? So I let the audience answer all the questions. So whilst that first thought in your head is, what will I wear? Which bag should I carry? How many drinks can I risk? When did I have my last leak? Imagine you're having these anxiety talks with yourself and you haven't left the house yet. You're just responding to the text message. Imagine how if you're having all of those thoughts about having a bag big enough to hide the discreets that you're carrying with you, being able to wear something that may hide an indiscretion. Those thoughts alone are going to alter the way in which you breathe. And as you alter the way in which you breathe, more shorter, more shallow, your heart might just inch upwards, your posture changes, you shift weight, you tighten your core. So your internal attention becomes inward towards, can I hold? Where's the bathroom? So your focus when you get to where you're going is not the proximity, it's the proximity to the toilet, sorry, as opposed to the performance. So your focus isn't on what you're going to see, it's on where you need to get to, should you need to get there quickly. And it's kind of like, you know, imagine, do you in that moment find yourself trimming your drink plan or strategizing your route to the loo? Because that's your focus. That's the first thing you're thinking about, not the performance. So already, Can you see how, and I ask these ladies, how this evening of social connection could very easily be quite an anxious and uncomfortable situation to be in? And if that recurs on a regular basis, are you going to be more or less reluctant to say yes to go out? That's what you really want to think about. Close your eyes for 30 seconds and just imagine yourself getting ready. Just imagine yourself opening your wardrobe door and reaching for something. What's it going to be? Will it be a dress? Will it be a jumper? Will it be trousers, shorts? What will you reach for? What kind of underwear are you going to put on? Does your partner know that you leak when you laugh, cough or sneeze? Or that you need to get to the toilet so that you don't embarrass yourself by losing the whole contents? It's not just social anxiety. This is physiology, nervous system activation, attentional narrowing, shame, and a strategy of converging. That's just one scenario. But imagine if that's your experience on a daily basis. It's not just affecting your social connections. It's also affecting your personal, intimate relationships. It's affecting your work relationships, especially if you're climbing that corporate ladder and you're moving up the corporate ladder. Do you really want to be seen to be going to the toilet again? Is she okay? It's almost as one of my clients wrote today, that going for a cigarette break is more accepted than going for a toilet break if you're going too often. So we have to think about what happens. What can we shift? How can we help ourselves to get through this season? Because it's not a natural part of the aging process, so we need to move away from that. We need to move away from the adverts that tell you that it's okay to wet yourself whilst carrying on with activities. You would not want that for your child. You know it can create sores and all sorts of different problems and infections. I've told you before how to keep your knickers dry. The adult thing to do. It's when you feel the urge to go, to make it to the loo. As simple as this statement sounds, it's very clear to see. Not all of us will make it. And that statistically. Yet all the adverts out today say that leaking is okay. But you know you cannot take your child to nursery if they behave this way. Drip, drip, drizzle. And a constant need to change is not the way God made us. We were not supposed to leak this way. How to keep your knickers dry? The adult thing to do is seek out me, Jenny Russell, and let her pelvic teach you a thing or two.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Apples and pears, beef and Skittles, cider with Rosie, common or garden, Ant and Dec, fish and chips, mum and dad.
UK Health Radio and Health Triangle magazine. Each is good by itself, but enjoying both is always better. Add Health Triangle magazine to your monthly health regime. Check it out at ukhealthradio.com. Strawberries
and cream. A cancer diagnosis can be scary and stressful for everyone involved. Hello Love is a contemporary living space and well-being center in central London where anyone can come and learn about illness prevention and non-toxic practice. Inside, you will find a vegan restaurant, juice bar, and holistic dojo that encourage lifestyle changes to help heal mind, body, and spirit connection. Cancer patients are offered free sessions. To find out more, please visit us at hellolove.org.
The station that makes you feel good.
So how do we move away from actually helping ourselves to have control of the bladder? There's so many different experiential strategies that we can do to help us. And grounding and breathing is one of them. Now, as a Christian, I went to the beach each day, and one of the things that God said to me is pick up the sand and try and keep one grain in your hand. Like, it's literally impossible. But in the Bible, it says to Abraham, as the grains of the sand, so will your descendants be. And I'm like, wow, look at a grain of sand. It's crazy. And it's electric. The energy that's in sand is mad. And that's what a lot of people don't understand. There is so much energy in sand, so much grounding that can be done really, really well. But we don't actually recognize what it does, yeah? And we don't recognize the benefits of walking barefoot. And that's what we need to be able to do, walk barefoot in the sand. So how many times is that in the sand or the grass? How many times do you take yourself out and do that? How many times do you think to yourself, how can I really use the sand? Because literally it's like each grain of sand is like a memory. It's a memory of movement, of erosion, and of time. But when you walk barefoot on the sand or in the grass, your body remembers what it means to connect, right? Not to perform. We're literally performing all the time. So we need to actually understand, right, that, you know, earthing plays a massive role in helping bladder strength. It's it helps us to be able to strengthen our bladder. Imagine the soles of your feet as messengers. And each time you take a step and a shift in the ground, especially when you're walking through sand, then you're sending messages up through the soles of your feet to your pelvis and your core. So you're reawakening the muscles that support bladder control. That's something, a real simple thing that you can do. So don't worry about, oh, the ground is dirty. You need to do that. There is a foot pelvis connection. And what I do with my clients inside a classroom, because I always train everybody barefoot, is get them to, even just with their feet flat on the floor, just to pull the big toes up. And if they put their hands just inside, you can try this now, even if you're sitting down. If you can keep the other four toes on the floor, and lift your big toes up. Put your hands just inside the inner thigh, right at the top by the groin. As you pull your big toe up, what do you feel happening under your hand? There is a movement. You can place your hand just on top of your genitals. Pull your big toe up. There is a movement. There's a contraction that happens. So there's no way you're not connected. Now imagine doing that if you're on the grass or in the sand. It changes everything. It's a massive change, right? So the arches of your feet, they're your natural shock absorbers, but they're part of your body's postural foundation. And they share the reflex and the fascia lines that directly impact or are aligned to the pelvic floor. So when you walk around barefoot and your feet start to grip or release and stabilize naturally, you're actually, by default, activating the deep stabilizing muscles of your ankles, your legs, and your pelvis. And that subtle lifting signal through the fascia line helps to support bladder control and continence. It's like it's just mad. So each barefoot step is like a whisper to your pelvic floor, like rewinding the wake up to hold with confidence, not tension. So there is a big role to be played in actually checking, first of all, to find out if you have functional flat feet or structural flat feet. That's really simple. You check that simply by sitting on a chair and taking your feet off the floor, or, you know, sitting on the table and allow your feet to hang. If you look at your feet before you do this and you see whether or not you have an arch. Many of us, especially in the Black community, are very flat-footed. But the minute you take your feet and take the load off your feet, if when you take the load off your feet, you get this beautiful arch in your feet, then that's what we call a functional flat foot. So it tells me about how you're carrying your load. So now I'm going to look at the position of your pelvis. I'm going to look at what's going on with your pelvis. I'm going to look at what's going on. I'm going to see that as well at the knee. I'm going to look to find out what activation you have going on in your lower abdominals and your transverse. There's so many different ways I can look and see what is actually happening with you just from that one movement there. We've got to wake them up. So once we can wake them up, we're able to then start working differently, because barefoot walking actually helps to increase the proprioception, which is your body's awareness of position and how you move in space and movement. And that sensory feedback improves the neural communication, because remember, it's all neural. That happens between the feet, the core, the pelvic floor. So when your brain can feel where the body is in space and in time by actually being grounded to the floor without shoes that shut all this off, then it can coordinate bladder signals more effectively. So that helps to reduce urgency and unexpected leaks. Excuse me. So it's not just about muscle. It's literally about messages. You want messages. And the more the body feels, the better it functions. That's where you start. And then from there, you can move into breath and balance and core coordination. You need to move into walking on uneven terrain, standing on pebbles and bricks. So when I was in Portugal last week, the beach we were near, lots of seaweed, but lots of pebbles and lots of little broken shells and pebbles. So I was walking through all of those things because it makes a massive difference, because it triggers the core and the breath coordination, which you definitely need. And as you exhale slightly when stabilizing, you actually end up engaging the deep abdominals and the pelvic floor because they're on the same neurological loop, and they join in what we call a dance. There's a little dance going on, and this natural rhythm mirrors your body's optimal bladder support system. So that's where your diaphragm, which is part of the bladder support system, the abdominals, part of the bladder support system, the pelvic floor, definitely part of the bladder support system, where those three things move together, because it's really important. It's like the diaphragm's the top of the can, the pelvic floor is the bottom of the can, and your abdominal wall and your low back, they're the side walls of the can. And so once they start to move together, rather than against each other or in isolation, you have this natural girdle and this natural lifting, tightening, elevation that protects you from unforeseen loss of urine. So barefoot walking touches your core orchestra to play it in tune again. Think of the core as an orchestra, it plays in tune. And the diaphragm is the conductor, the pelvic floor is a percussion. I hope that makes sense. The diaphragm kind of conducts like what's going on, because the diaphragm creates the biggest pressure fluctuations in your body. So every time you breathe, the diaphragm is about to drop down. The internal organs kind of drop and rock in their natural rocking motion. The abdominal wall expands. The abdominals themselves actually help to still hold the organs in their anatomical position. And the pressure that comes from within the abdominal cavity, based on when the diaphragm drops and the organs rock, is mitigated when the pelvic platform also goes with the respiratory diaphragm. And it kind of opens up, but I always describe it like an umbrella platform. It's like an umbrella, it just opens across and it kind of rises up like an umbrella that opens out to protect against anything falling down and through. So it's really, really important. So they're working in harmony. And a calm nervous system means that you're going to have few false bladder signals. One of the worst things you can do is try to force yourself to go to the toilet before a meeting, because you're worried about, am I going to leak in the meeting? Do I want to go to the toilet? Don't force yourself, because then you start to develop a faulty pattern that can actually create a faulty response to holding. And then you suddenly have a bigger problem because you've created something that you thought would protect you, but actually can end up working against you. So that's definitely something that we don't want to do, right? So think of it this way. A calm nervous system means that you have fewer, like I said, false bladder signals. But when you're anxious and your cortisol level spikes, then the bladder becomes much more hyperactive And that creates this urge feeling, even when it's not full. So to consistently go to the toilet and try to empty 2 seconds, 2 seconds, 3 seconds, is really not good for bladder health. So we got to think about that. But earthing is a great way, walking on natural ground. It's been shown to lower cholesterol, balances the parasympathetic nervous system. That's the systems of the body that says it's okay to rest and repair, rest and digest, to rest, restore, rebuild, and refresh. And when you ground your feet, funny enough, you actually ground your fears, and your bladder listens, because that's what literally is called a nervous bladder. So it listens. So if you want to strengthen your bladder, then my advice to you is to not just clench, but it's to connect. Start by taking your shoes off, walk on the earth, and let your feet retrain your floor. Literally, let your feet retrain your floor. And that way, it's really good, because that's what my pelvic secrets are about. That's what the fascia therapy is about. And that's what we do with pelvic secrets and fascia therapy. It's what I teach women to reconnect to. That forgotten conversation between the feet, the breath, and the bladder. Because it doesn't start in the toilet. It actually starts with your feet. And I've done this so many times when I've shown my clients how connected their feet are to their vagina. And they're just like, this makes no sense. But think about it. It's all part of one body. And nothing in the body works in isolation. But what we do learn to do is to isolate and then to integrate. That's a really good way of doing it. If you learn to isolate first, and integrate after, you really stand a much better chance of being in control of these things that you want to be able to have. And so this is where we find ourselves. We can do these things quite easily. It's a really nice way of being able to reconnect with yourself and think about it first. What's the first thing? You put your feet on the floor first thing when you wake up. But then we reach for our slippers. We reach for something because, you know, what to cover our feet. But the more we can walk around barefoot, the more we connect, the more those signals that are in the feet, those nerves that are in the feet, that travel up through the ankles, through the knees, into the hips, into Gina, through Gina, up into the pelvis and outwards, into the trunk, the arms, the head and neck, the better we are. So let's play one more trail and then we'll come back on the other side.
Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
If optimizing your health and well-being is on your to-do list, then let Revive Active, Ireland's number one super supplement brand, help you achieve that in the most convenient and comprehensive way possible. Clean, premium ingredients scientifically formulated to work in synergy to support immunity, energy, joints, heart health, sleep, emotional balance, and more. Benefit from the power, purity, and positivity of our award-winning powder sachets or our therapeutic capsule range. Use code RADIO15 at reviveactive.com and save 15% off today. Super supplements for a super you.
When you vacation with Norwegian Cruise Line, every day is a new day. Get a taste for Barcelona, then savor incredible dining options back on board one day. Connect to ancient history in Athens, and then disconnect completely in our spa another day. Wherever the sea breeze takes you, come aboard and experience a different tomorrow with NCL. Visit ncl.com, call your travel agent, or call 0333-336-1472. Norwegian Cruise Line, Ships Registry, the Bahamas and USA.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
The station that makes you feel good.
Tell them no, 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 no. Tell them no, 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 no. You've been trying to cater to all the needs. You've been feeling guilty for so long. Baby, they're not friends, they are enemies.
boundaries. Girl, you hit too close to the edge now. Only thing they got is toxicity. Think you need a cleanse, clear the shit out. You got the facts, but they ain't got yours. You've done enough, but they still want more. You've been a good friend down to the core. Oh, hold up, baby, don't take it. It ain't friendship if they just fake it. You don't need to put up with their bullshit. Tell them no, 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 no. Hold up, baby, don't stress it. It ain't worth it, and you won't miss it. You don't need to put up with their bullshit. Tell them no, 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 no. Girl, it's time to put yourself first. Go and get the love you deserve. Stop guys screaming out the word. No, 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 no. Don't let anyone put you down. Stand up straight and hold your head up. Stop guys saying it out loud. No, 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 no. Yeah. Tell them no.
Tell you what I find really interesting, there are so many statistics out there for so many different intimate health challenges we have, and there's so many different reports, and they're scattered and they don't really make much mainstream TV. And then what you find on social media, and I'm calling out the big three, the big two actually, three, LinkedIn, Instagram and Facebook. When I write articles around female intimate health, they bury them. The algorithms bury them because they see it as adult content. And they don't, and they actually add to the taboo-ness of actually offering solutions. Now, the things I don't bury is the, you know, the adverts around my smelly pee pants and those things which normalize and tell you this is a natural part of the aging process. But there was an article in The Guardian earlier on this year, and it said 1 in 4 women in England have serious reproductive health issues. This is what a survey found, right? That more than a quarter of women in England are living with a serious reproductive health issue, according to the largest survey of its kind. And experts say systemic, operational, structural and cultural issues prevent women from accessing care. Now, I did a talk on Saturday at the Hidden Science Academy, as I said, Black women's health, and fibroids especially really do affect more Black women. So this survey was of 60,000 women, which is actually a massive survey, and that was across England in 2023, and it was funded by the Department of Health and Social Care, and analysed by academics in the London School of Hygiene and Tropical Medicine. And they found that 28% of respondents were living with reproductive morbidity, such as pelvic organ prolapse, this is my bag, right? Uterine fibroids, endometriosis, polycystic ovary syndromes, or cervical, uterine, ovarian, or breast cancer. And almost a fifth, 90% of these women reported experiencing severe period pain in the last year. And 40% of respondents reported heavy menstrual bleeding. More than 30% of participants aged between 16 and 24 reported severe period pain. And there was a stark ethnic inequalities which were revealed in this survey. So more than a third, 38.1% of Black women reported a reproductive condition compared to 27.7% of white women, making Black women 69% more likely to have such conditions than their counterparts are, adjusting for age. And this was caused largely by differences in the percentage of women reporting uterine fibroids 19.8% of black women reported having the condition, compared to only 5% of their white counterparts. And one woman told The Guardian of the debilitating pain caused by a severe case of uterine fibroids. The pain was horrendous, said Rebecca Brown, a 46-year-old graphic designer from South London, who was supported by Wellbeing of Women. She couldn't walk, she had to use heat pads all the time, and her whole life changed in a second. So she also said she felt dismissed by the NHS consultants at first, eventually had surgery that found 25 large fibroids in her body. 25 fibroids measuring up to 12 centimetres each. That's just madness. So after being diagnosed, Brown, from a mixed heritage background, found that black and mixed race women had a higher risk of developing fibroids. Now, I did this talk on Saturday, and I can tell you 100% that the nutrition and lifestyle factors that we have play a massive role in the proliferation of the fibroids and their activity, as does the stress that we're under. Whether it's from microaggression, whether it's from racism, rejection, all those things play a huge role. And these things are not measured medically, and so therefore they're not included. And that's why a lot of women struggle and suffer, right? And so she was never told what fibroids were. None of us were, right? So she was given no advice, and there isn't much advice on pain management and whether she needed a scan. But she knows that with black women, fibroids can be more aggressive. And so you have to kind of look at what it is. It's not just our race, our cultural heritage and our cultural habits and patterns play a massive role. Over 74% of women reported experiencing some form of reproductive health problem recently relating to menstruation, menopause, pregnancy, and diseases such as endometriosis, polycystic ovary syndrome. And applying these results to the population of 16 to 55-year-old women living in England, the researchers estimated that more than 10 million women were dealing with or had recent experience of at least one of the reproductive health related issues examined. And this is why it's really important that we need to recognize that we cannot just keep quiet, that these social media platforms cannot just have algorithms that start and continue to say that this conversation is adult conversation and has no place on this platform, especially when you see some of the rubbish that goes viral and gets the opportunity to drop through the net. It makes absolutely no sense to me. We shouldn't have to live with such debilitation. We shouldn't have to live falling apart. And if you think about it, our reproductive years are around 30. And if our average lifespan is 80, then what is the purpose of the other 50 years of our life? If our period starts at the age of 13, average period age is around 13, then literally add that onto the 30 years of reproductive health, it's 43. If you're living to 80, 90, you've got another 50 years. So what is the purpose of that? And it really has to be around education. It has to be around teaching and guiding and encouraging. So your mess is a message for somebody else. Your test is a testimony for somebody else. But there is a better way. And when I do She Comes First, when I talk about She Comes First, I look at it from menstruation to menopause. Because many of those menopause-related adverse symptoms are actually as a result of prolonged adrenal overload, which can happen in menstruation and in maternity. Which then tells you those are not menopause symptoms. They must be adrenal fatigue symptoms. There must be prolonged elevated levels of stress symptoms that can bring about menopause-related symptoms, so to speak. And so we classify them under the menopause umbrella. So what happens to all those women that don't have those experiences? Do you say they're not going through menopause? Of course you can't. So therefore, we have to look at things differently. Now, remember, the 8th of November is my birthday. It's a Saturday. And for those of you that live in London, it's a great opportunity to come along and actually come and be part of She Celebrates. I shared at the beginning of the show, She, Self, hormones, emotions. She celebrates the art of receiving, resting and rising. And why that's so important for us to be able to have, because we don't recognize what it means. We don't recognize, you know, what it is to receive, to cultivate practices of receiving support or compassion or help, rather than always being the actor or the caretaker. We're natural nurturers and overgivers. So this is really actually celebrating the art of being able to receive, whether it's a compliment or a hug or help or a helping hand, to rest and rise, because we have to understand how essential rest is. It's not optional. Rest is not optional. If you want to heal, if you want to metabolize and have that great body shape, if you want to integrate, then you have to rest. And in order for you to rest, you rise from rest renewed. You're not pushing harder. It's like putting a seed in the soil. You put a seed in the soil, you don't dig it up. As Neville Goddard says, you don't plant a seed today and dig it up every day to see if it's growing. You allow the seed to grow and germinate, and then the fruit of the tree, whatever that is, it rises. It rises up almost like from the ashes and comes up and out. That's what we have to recognize. Like you have a pause in the music and then it starts again. It's like a rebirth. There's always darkness before the dawn. There's always something that precedes me else. You know, you breathe in and then you breathe back out. Rest and rise. Receive. It's really important. And it's going to be a fantastic conversation. Have a look at my LinkedIn, Jenny Russell. I'm going to post the video also on Instagram and TikTok. Have a look at how I managed to engage the audience and share that scenario that I shared also with you guys at the top of this show. It was recorded from a friend of mine. She was sitting at the back, so it's not the clearest video, but you will get the gist. It's a great video. And then, of course, you have that 60-day journey. You have She Comes First. It starts on Monday, the 20th of October. That can be accessed anywhere you are in the world. And it's just literally a guiding principle. And it's not as narcissism, but it has humility. It's prioritizing your internal container so that your presence, your relationships, your giving become sustainable. And it's just literally what we call self-commitment. It's just a call to commit to yourself that you're going to discover yourself, your self-love, your self-care, your self-awareness. You're going to discover your hormones and your emotional, your hormonal harmony and emotional empowerment, why they're so interlocked and intertwined. It's crazy. Then you're going to be able to look deeper into, once you understand your she, self-health, self-love, care and awareness, hormonal harmony, emotional empowerment, you can move on to look at connections, oxygen, movements that matter, exercise, sleep, food, intimate health, rehydration, sunlight, stroke, spirituality, and thoughts. And whilst thoughts may come last in the spelling, it underpins everything about who you are. So if you want to finish the year strong, and in terms of astronomy, the year 2025, 2 plus 2 plus 5 is 9, the year of completion, then this is the year. You know, astrologically, this will not come around again for another 10 years. You will not have this opportunity. So this is an opportunity to end the year with momentum rather than fatigue. It's an opportunity for you to be able to place one hand on your belly, one hand on your chest, to breathe and silently say, I am here, I receive. To re-anchor yourself and say, I count, I'm worth it, I'm investing in me. If you can't invest in me, who can? So, we've run out of time. You can email me, pelvicsecrets@icloud.com. You can find me at Pelvic Secrets on Instagram and TikTok. Have a look at my movie-type videos of my action in Portugal last week. And also, you can find me on LinkedIn, Jenny Russell, Facebook, Jenny Russell, and Pelvic Floor Secrets. But until next week, in health and happiness, stay blessed, stay well, and above all, stay safe.